Okay, before Halakha Aleph, before we talk about this Halakha, let's talk about the different minhagim of how to light candles. So the Ben Ish Chai brought the minhag of the Shibulei Leket, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Samech Gimel Sif Aleph as well, of lighting two candles. So there is a minhag to light two candles. It's brought down in Shar Kavanot as well. The Kaf HaChaim brings down that there is a significance to lighting two candles, and the reason for that is because of the Tosefet Neshama that we receive on Friday night and Shabbat morning. We receive a Tosefet Neshama Friday night and Shabbat morning, therefore we light two candles to coincide with that. Now, the minhag to light seven candles, there are minhagim to light seven candles as well. The reasons for that are because it coincides with the 7 days of the week, like the Ben Ish Chai said, Shabbat gives sustenance to the whole week. And the fact that on Shabbat there are seven olim la sefer Torah, so if somebody follows that minhag, so on Yom Kippur they would light six, on Yom Tov they would light five, because that's how many people go up to the sefer Torah on those days. Another reason is because of the fact that it represents the Elef HaShvi'i, the 7,000th year of creation, which has a special significance that resembles Shabbat very much. Now, the Ben Ish Chai is going to tell us that it is a chiyuv to light Nerot Shabbat, but it's not necessarily a chiyuv midoraita. It is the Rabbanan. Ner Shabbat, achiyuv min adin hu ner echad. The responsibility to light Ner Shabbat is one candle. Ach. Al pi asod, nevertheless, al pi kabbalah, tzarich ladlik shtei nerot, echad keneged zachor, ve'echad keneged shamor. One to coincide with the pasuk of zachor, and one to coincide with the pasuk of shamor. Gam od hem keneged shnei ahei, the shem havaya, baruch hu. Also, the two candles coincide with the two letters hey in the Almighty's name. Shem sod bina u'malchut, shole misparam taksag, kiminyan ne'ene meziv ha'shchina. Ve'hamedakdekim madlikim shiv'a nerot. Those who are really meticulous light seven candles. There is also minhag to light for every member of the household. Two, husband and wife, and then every child receives one. So you go to some houses, it's got like, you know, 18 candles every Shabbat lighting. It's very hot in that room. Walked by. Okay. Now, v'omrim ha'olam keneged sheva sefirot chagat na'im harumzim b'shavua. There's also another reason for Api Kabbalah to light seven. Ve'afilu ha'madlikim sheva nerot im koze. K'she'avou leveto, even those who light seven candles, when you come to your house and look at the candles, which we're going to talk about soon, yistakel b'shtei nerot dafka. You should take two candles and look at them specifically. V'chaven shem echad keneged zachor, v'chad keneged shamor. So even if you do have a minhag to light more than two, you should pick two when you come home from Bet Knesset and look at those two, and say those coincide with Zachor v'Shamor. Gam yichaven echad keneged hei arishona v'echad keneged hei achrona. You should also think that one coincides with the first letter hey of the Almighty's name, and the another one coincides with another letter hey. Gam yichaven she'iru nerot shebakdusha lemala. They should also light the candles in the heavens, meaning, as Ben Ish Chai said, that it's able to pull down sustenance. Halacha bet. Ikar hadlakat haner b'makom she'ochel. The main place that you should light candles is in the place where you're eating. Va'alem tevarech ha'isha ha'madleket et birkat hadlakat haner. A woman should make a bracha on the candles that she lights in the place where they're eating. U'mikom makom tiknu chachamenu zahal. Our sages have ordained she'adlik ner echad b'makom she'ishan sham. You should also have light where you're sleeping, meaning a little bit of light so you're able to function. V'chem bebet ha'tavshil. Any place that you walk in around the house, there's a mitzvah to make sure there's some form of light there. So you, the process will be that the woman lights in the place where they're eating, and you should make, there's actually a mitzvah to make sure there's light around the house so you're able to function. So if you leave the hallway light on, let's say, and that spreads out or creates enough light in the house that you're able to function, that's already fulfilling the mitzvah. ובכל מקומות אלו תדליק האישה בלא ברכה. The only place that you light with a bracha is with the place where you're eating. They had candles then, so this was more significant. ואחר כך תדליק במקום השולחן בברכה, and then she should light with with a bracha in the place where they're eating. Vim yirtzeh ha'ish tadlik, and if a person wants to light, bimkom shena biyado. If a person wants to light in the place where he's sleeping, he may. Tavo al habracha. Ach lo yivarech, a man should not make a bracha. Yan ki ishto mevarechet benerot shel makom ha'shulchan. Since his wife is lighting, he should not proceed to light. With a bracha. ומי שאין לו מאות לקנות שמן שבת, if a person does not have enough money to buy candles for Shabbat, יחזור על הפתחים ויקנה. You have to go around collecting money for this mitzvah. אך לאדם כזה סגי נרחה. Nevertheless, for this person who's so poor that he cannot afford even candles, it's enough to light with one. Now, the source to light on Shulchan Shabbat is the Rama in Reish Samech Gimel, Seif Yud. Nevertheless, the Kaf HaChaim brings down in Seif Katan Samech Chet that the best place to light, according to Minhag B'nai Sfarad, is not on the table, but rather besides the table, on the side of the table. Why is this so? So the Lashon of the Kaf HaChaim is Mashma shemadlikim ala shulchan. From the language of, from the lashon that the Rama brings down, it's mashma that they had a minhag to light on the table. V'chen ra'iti k'tzat noagim. And I says the Kaf HaChaim, I've seen this actually occur. Umnam, lefi ha-Zohar HaKadosh, according to the Zohar ve'arizal, tzarich ladlik neged ha-shulchan. You have to light not on the table. It's according to the Kabbalah, it's not proper to light on the table, but rather besides the table. Dahaynu menorah b'darom, the candle should be on the south, v'shulchan b'tzafon. And the table is in the north. What does this mean? We'll explain. Even, and let's say you cannot set it up in such a fashion that the candle would be in the south and the table in the north. Nevertheless, according to the secret of these concepts that we're dealing with, meaning Shulchan Shabbat and the concept of candle lighting, it is not proper to light them together. What is the Kaf HaChaim referring to, and what is the Kabbalah referring to? So, the Gemara in Baba Batra, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Bet, says as follows: Harotze sheyachkim, one who wants to gain wisdom, yadrim, should face towards the south. V'sheyashir yatzpin, and a person when he's praying, if he wants to gain wealth, he should face north. V'simanach Shulchan b'tzafon u'menorah b'darom. The Gemara says the menorah was in Darom, was in the south part of the Beit HaMikdash, and the Shulchan was in the north. So the Shulchan, the table, represents wealth. And the menorah represents wisdom. So therefore, the same concepts apply to Nerot Shabbat and the Shulchan Shabbat. The Ben Ish Chai explains that the candles, as we know, we've spoken about, the Gemara in Shabbat brings down that the candles, lighting proper candles with the proper kavanah, is able to bring down wisdom to a woman's children, create Tamidei Chachamim. And the Shulchan Shabbat, as the Gemara in Shabbat says as well, in Daf Kuf Yutet, is a skula for parnasa. Therefore, it's proper to separate the two factions. It's proper to separate the concept of parnasa and the concept of wisdom. And therefore, the minhag of the Sfaradim is not necessarily to light on the table itself. But actually, the Kaf HaChaim brings this a significance to light on the side of the table. They should be separated, because they're two different influences in the heavens. And that would be what the Kaf HaChaim was referring to. What does it mean? Zeh yesh lo b'chinah, zeh yesh lo b'chinah. This one has its concept, and this one has its concepts.